Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everyone. Coming in hot, 5 p.m. East Coast time. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit up to $1,000. I'm going to have to do it after losing my entire ass on this Tennessee-Georgia game. My God, man. My God. There's Georgia, and then there's literally everyone else in college football this year, and it's not really close.
Yeah, but that's kind of a conclusion most people had already come to, I feel like.
We were still a little like, well, they lost so much.
Yeah.
No, look, but at the beginning of the season, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Georgia has been fucking pounding people's assholes.
Yeah.
I've put in two future bets today.
Okay.
One was out of spite for sure. You.
Which was?
Oregon, 27-1.
To win the national championship. Oh my God.
And then Tennessee, 18-1. Two teams that face Georgia. They're not gonna be a blowout like they were the first games for each team.
Sure, sure.
They'll make adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good about those bets. So I think Tennessee's gonna make the playoffs.
That's what I was gonna say. I think that Oregon bet is automatically out because Tennessee will probably get that fourth slot.
Okay, do you want to hear the road? Do you want to hear the road that Oregon has to go through to get to?
Yeah, it's rough.
It's brutal. They'll never get there.
But if they go through it, this is a good thing about stuff like this. No matter what TCU does and no matter what fucking Tennessee does, in my opinion, if Oregon goes through this fucking gauntlet, they deserve that fucking fourth spot.
And they'll get it because they'll have a Pac-12 championship as well. Like, you're not going to do that.
And Tennessee's not even going to be in the conference championship.
But what if TCU wins out? I hate entertaining this because you're going to lose to Texas this weekend, but... what if TCU wins out then?
They're in.
Then who gets that last slot?
They're in.
So you would have Georgia,
mm-hmm.
the winner of Ohio State, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
TCU, and Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to put Tennessee, at a one-loss Tennessee in that group.
They're not in the conference championship, no.
No. And to be in the conference championship, Georgia's got to lose a game between now and fucking the conference championship, which is
they
not going to happen.
They got to lose two.
Yeah, who, Georgia
for the tiebreaker. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's not gonna. That's off the table. So forget about that. Tennessee will not be in the SEC championship. There's literally a 0% chance.
But Tennessee will make the playoff because TCU will lose. You're right.
TCU will lose, and I think Oregon will lose as well.
Oregon's got a gauntlet.
It's rough. Hold
it's
on,
tough.
Let me pull it off.
I think they would have to play USC in the championship. Yeah. Right?
Even before that, ranked Washington, ranked Utah, Oregon State in Corvallis.
Yeah.
Well, ranked Oregon State. Oregon State's 23rd now.
They could easily lose two or three
games.
And
a Civil War game to keep their rival out of the playoff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And then USC in the championship.
Yeah. They could lose two or three games.
Yeah, but if they do beat, I mean, look, Washington is, they show up sometimes, sometimes they don't. Who knows?
It's a good but imperfect
team.
Yeah.
Or maybe UCLA. That's a toss up, but Utah, that's going to be a tough game. Oregon State at Oregon State is definitely going to be a tough game. And then USC is it at the Rose Bowl they have the Pac-12 championship?
No, it's in Vegas.
Now, I think.
Oh, it's in
they
Vegas?
Moved it, yeah.
Didn't?
No advantage really there. No.
Oregon State in the COVID year beat Oregon to keep them out of the playoff in Corvallis? Wasn't Oregon kind of a dark horse?
But Oregon State beats people. That's not even a fucking big deal.
Oh,
I
know.
They beat people for no fucking reason. There's some kind of weird goddamn
voodoo magic.
Voodoo going on there. But yeah, there's a decent chance. I don't know. I'm not sold on TCU losing to Texas, but I don't think they're going to fucking win out.
What's the rest of their schedule after that?
Yeah, because they would have to play in the Big 12 championship, right?
Yeah.
And who would that be against?
Probably Texas.
Yeah, right. Texas or Kansas. Yeah. No, wait, who's on the other side of that?
There is no side.
It's just
it's all two best records. Okay.
So at Texas, at Baylor are the next two games. Yeah. That's rough. Then they get Iowa State at home. That should be fine. If they win these next 2 weeks,
Texas or Kansas State.
I think the Baylor game is a bigger problem than the Texas game, to be honest.
It just depends on how Texas shows up. I mean, either of those games.
I'm also not sure about who scheduled these fucking games. Why do you have West Virginia, Texas, Baylor all away for three out of your last five games? That
you
seems
don't
like a bad
schedule
idea.
That. It's you don't. Just your conference.
Yeah.
And nothing you can do. It's every other year.
Yep. Every other year you get it. And
that fucking sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. But man, looking at this fucking Oregon-Washington game here, the over-under, this weekend is 72.5.
Washington has
the second highest I've ever seen.
Washington is a chuck and duck, man. They don't fucking play defense on the their run defense.
It's gonna
be
fun though. You're gonna have Penix versus Bo Nix.
Oh yeah,
and Bo Nix is a legitimate Heisman candidate right now.
No, he's not.
He's 8-1.
No, we're not doing that.
He's 8-1 right now.
Is he in the top four for odds?
He's going to be in New York.
Hendon Hooker will be winning the Heisman Trophy, and there's nothing you can do about that.
Right now, C.J. Stroud's the favorite.
I don't understand that at all. I don't get it. I watched the game, obviously. 40-mile-an-hour winds, whatever the fuck it was.
So wait, Rob, were you also saying there were 40-mile-an-hour winds
there was
for
some
that
really
Oregon
fucked
game?
Up winds during the Oregon game as well.
Where at?
Who'd they play? The winds were bad. I'll look up the weather real quick.
Look it up. But
I think Cal maybe.
Yeah. Well, no. They didn't play Cal this week.
Who did Oregon?
Oh, Colorado. I'm sorry. They were at Colorado.
Yeah. Okay.
And he cooked.
But he was 20-for-24, and his average was 11.4. That's a pretty good game. Like, that's not an average of like 4 yards per attempt, which I think is what. Let me check, but I think that's what fucking Ohio State had. But that, look, no, through no fault of their own, really, that you can't throw the ball in that condition. Or I would say you probably could throw short passes, but if you have the run game that Ohio State does, why would you bother trying to throw through that?
I'll give you credit. 1-7 Northwestern's a better team than 1-whatever.
Well, also Colorado. 1-7 Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, both of these games were gross. So they were dealing with wind.
Oh, my God.
There was a fucking monsoon in the first half of that Ohio State game.
It was 2.9 yards per attempt, which is the lowest I've ever seen. By the way, the Northwestern quarterback did quite a bit better than C.J. Stroud did. He was 10-for-14.
He did.
And C.J. Stroud was 10-for-26.
Still under 100 yards.
Yeah, there were.
Oh, yeah, both.
Yeah, but he had a higher completion, or he had a higher average yardage. Yeah.
At that point, you throw that.
You couldn't even throw the ball.
So there were winds up to 40 miles an hour in the Oregon-Colorado game as well.
I guess the real problem is...
Did they have rain in the first half too?
Why did Ohio State give up 206 yards rushing to Northwestern?
Wisconsin was also dealing with it, and they cooked Maryland.
Where at?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, that's the same weather. On the lake.
Yeah. It's on the lake. I mean, it was awful. Ohio State's starting running back was out in that fucking game, too. I don't know. Like, there's a bunch of Buckeye fans who are getting on me about, you know, not picking Stroud and all these guys. Like, dude, he hasn't been that dude. It's fucking Hendon Hooker. I'm all in on Hooker for Heisman. I don't think it's close. Ohio State, as far as winning a national championship, you've got to get healthy, bro. Like, still, no starting running back this week for Ohio State. The best wide receiver is still out. It's week 9.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get any rhythm going into Michigan.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is out?
No. Hey, look, he's the second best, right?
He's the best receiver.
Jackson Smith and Jigma is going to be the highest picked wide receiver coming into the year. Second favorite to Stroud to win the Heisman.
Is this a fucking like Waddle, Devonta Smith debate type of situation?
Kind of. Marvin's not even eligible for the draft, right?
Waddle, Devonta Smith, and then so you're saying that there's a third guy named Jamar Chase is better than both of them?
Kind of.
He is better.
So the guy for Ohio State, that Igbuka kid, looks like he could be better, and that's who's been filling in for Smith. So I don't know. Unless these guys can get some rhythm, his dad was out there talking about his son was going to play either against Michigan or possibly for the playoffs, the national championship. That's not enough time for these kids to get ready. What's with the fucking hamstring injury, though? But I've never seen anybody sit out an entire fucking year for one.
That's because they come back and usually get injured again and fucking miss the last part of the season. I mean, it is a notoriously difficult injury to overcome.
He did try to come back a couple weeks ago, and then he got hurt.
It's different now, because back in the day it's just like, all right, it feels pretty good now, I'm gonna go fucking put some strain on it, see what it's like, and then we'll reevaluate. Now you can actually go put a little strain on it and go right to the MRI and see if it's actually healed or not, because you can see the inflammation, you can see any micro tears that are happening, and if you see either one of those two things, even after just like being on the bike for a while, shut it down.
Yeah,
because there's nothing else to do. It's not like he's being a bitch or anything. If the thing doesn't heal right, it doesn't heal right. That's why steroids are awesome.
Yeah.
Like that shit that fucking Tatis Jr. got popped for taking. Everybody, when they get injured, should be forced to take that shit and get back on the field.
I agree.
God damn it.
Steroids, HGH should be totally legal for injuries.
I mean, what the fuck is wrong with this?
I don't know.
It's a treatment. If we tore our hamstrings, they would definitely give us, maybe not HGH, But probably, and it, at a minimum, some more of them, which stimulates HGH to repair that shit.
Yeah, and you break down your muscles every time you work out, so you should be able to take steroids after you work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, now sure you're fucking getting,
there you go.
You're getting,
now we're cooking.
Getting in
that's
a sweet spot now.
That's just how muscles work,
yeah.
man.
But yeah, again, to cap off this Ohio State thing, because a lot of people are like, well, they could play well against Georgia. Sure, I guess. I mean,
I need to see.
Knows? Honestly, I think Georgia's offense would carve up Ohio State's defense right now.
Maybe. I, for real,
not like, even kidding.
We have no idea. And for Ohio State, this schedule does nothing to help you. You've got Indiana this week. You're favored by 40 with all of these guys out. So who gives a shit about that? That's not going to help you prepare for Georgia.
Is Maryland at Maryland or is it at
home? It's at Maryland's, but that's still not going to help you prepare.
It's tougher at Maryland.
Yeah. It's not going to help you prepare for Michigan.
Georgia or Michigan. I agree.
Michigan kind of looks like a wagon right now, man. They are fucking rolling.
And if you're an Ohio State fan, to Bob's credit, you should be fucking worried about the goddamn Michigan game, especially if these fucks don't come back. Yes. Who knows? The only advantage you have going into that, let's say all these starters are still hurt and they don't play in that game. It's at home, and that's the only thing you can really say in that game where you're like, all right, it's at home.
And it's a revenge game.
Come on.
Yeah.
Give us the scenario. Give us Michigan, Big Ten Championship against Illinois.
Michigan is only
Illinois
played,
wins.
The only good team Michigan's
two
played.
Two loss, Illinois wins the Big Ten. Give me it.
The only even good team Michigan's played all season is fucking Penn State. Everybody else they played is a fucking joke.
No, they haven't had a good schedule either. I will say this, though. I was impressed, as much as you can be impressed by this, Michigan also had a very bad first half, just like Ohio State did.
Against Rutgers. Yeah, was it 17-14 in the first half?
And then they absolutely ass-fucked Rutgers in the second half.
Did the same thing against Penn State.
Yeah.
I think that's just Michigan knowing that they can do it.
So here's the thing that I find interesting about Michigan, though, these last 2 years is they've finally found an identity.
It's old school. And they're just running the ball up the middle. How many?
They had 200-yard fucking.
Well, and great defense.
So,
I thought you were gonna say pro.
Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards both had 109 yards rushing.
Okay.
And then the quarterback had, one of the wide receivers had some yards as well.
Corum will be there for the Heisman. I think Bo Nix is pushed out of this. Corum will be there for Michigan for sure. But yeah,
are we sure Clemson's out of this?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't have. They can't. There's not enough
schedule
clout on their schedule left to make up because they like what they play South Carolina and fucking North Carolina. Maybe?
Right, but there'll be one loss ACC champion with no conference losses.
Right, but this Notre Dame game really helps Ohio State. By the way,
They play Louisville and Miami.
Louisville's tough, man.
Notre Dame also beat North Carolina, too. That's looking better and better. Mm-hmm. But they also lost to Marshall and Stanford, so it's like...
What the fuck are they?
Yeah, what the fuck is Notre Dame right now?
I don't think Clemson's out of it yet. I don't think they keep a one-loss conference champion out. I mean, because you can... I don't know. Even though Tennessee's had a better schedule and is definitely better than Clemson, like, I don't know how you put... Tennessee in over Clemson if Clemson wins.
Well, how do you decide between a one-loss Clemson one-loss Clemson and one-loss Tennessee, even though it's out of conference, a one-loss Tennessee and a one-loss Oregon?
Oregon, if
both win the conference title.
Right. I mean, Oregon, at that point, you can probably just go SOS, strength of schedule, and Oregon's clearly got that over fucking Clemson.
And then the dark horse, you have LSU. Runs
if,
the table.
If they win out.
Yeah.
Two loss LSUs in the playoff.
I mean, they get,
if they win out,
they got to win the fucking
SEC championship,
But, I mean, honestly, I don't see anybody beating Georgia.
I don't either.
At any point this season.
I don't either. And even if the kids come back from Ohio State, I think it's too little too late at that point. So, it's Georgia by a mile and then everybody else.
What if USC beats Oregon in the Pac-12 championship? Right?
Are they two loss?
No, one loss.
Probably in then.
Yeah.
But maybe last year was a fluke, right? Maybe Georgia will still Georgia.
Right. Because Georgia was almost like fuck-up proof last year.
Yeah.
Like, I know they lost, but they lost the SEC Championship game, but it was to a really good Alabama team.
And
but
they've
like,
been this good for years before that. It's just they would always have that one game where they go full Georgia.
100%.
Yeah, but it's like this now when you're insulated from full Georgia by having dudes who can get to the quarterback. No matter what there's no team in college football that can stop Georgia and their fucking edge rushers. It's just it's not a thing. We've seen it for 2 years now.
So,
and they lose their number one sack guy, but then the guy who's been out for 4 weeks, the actual best pass rusher in all of college football comes back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, That's the great neutralizer.
One thing that's interesting to me that I noticed watching the Missouri Georgia game, because that's the closest I've watched it, because I was like, how could any of this be possible? So I was watching it pretty closely. Georgia is more mistake prone than they were last year, and it's easier to get to Stetson Bennett than it was last year. So it's almost just kind of weird inverse. Remember last year in the playoff, we were like, dude, Georgia is perfectly built to fuck Michigan up, right?
Yeah.
This year, if Michigan beats Ohio State and they meet at any point in the playoff, this year I kind of think Michigan is a bad matchup for Georgia.
With the run game,
With the run game and the fact that Georgia's a little more flappable than they were last year. Like, Georgia had so much talent last year that it almost just didn't fucking matter. But this year you can get to Stetson Bennett. You can get them off the field quicker. You can get their defense to make a couple more mistakes. They're a little easier to muscle around. They're still fucking great. This year, I almost think like Michigan's the last team Georgia would want to see in the playoff.
I feel like if we see a Georgia-Michigan natty, it's going to be like 21-10 or something like that. And it's going to be a fucking brutal game.
Georgia still wins, though, right?
Probably, but...
I'll lean Georgia, but I think it's not... I think that's a scary team for... Or even, honestly... Oregon part two?
Maybe.
Return of the Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're looking at this...
Oregon turns the ball over a lot. I don't know.
They do.
They do.
Like Michigan doesn't turn the ball over.
But if you're looking at this, you got a one-loss Tennessee, right? And they'll run out. They'll win out on their schedule. Georgia is in no matter what. I think we can all agree, right? Even if they lose the SEC championship. Yeah.
As long as the SEC championship game is their only loss, they're in.
Right.
If they don't lose like Georgia Tech at the end.
Now let's say Ohio State Michigan comes down to a field goal. Then what? What do you do there?
I mean, it's the same thing with like Tennessee, right? Whoever loses that game.
Yeah. Is it?
Because then they're left out of the championship game, and then you're going to have the argument who's in Michigan or Tennessee. Ohio State, Tennessee.
What's worse?
And you guys aren't going to have the resume that Tennessee has.
Will Michigan.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, right.
No one in the Big Ten. Yeah. Will have
no, the Big Ten's so soft this year that like you guys, like you're just not going to have the resume.
We've had these conversations. When I say we, I mean the college football fan community a lot. What's worse, to get beat in the fucking conference championship or to not have made it in the first place? Because I don't think, like, if Tennessee's not going to the conference championship. So if Georgia goes and gets beat, to me, they're equal at that point, right?
Yeah, especially to LSU. But
well, if that's the case, then it's Georgia and LSU that get in.
Is there no probably shot that Alabama gets in from this side?
Alabama's done.
Alabama cannot make it to the CFP.
But they can't even get into the SEC championship.
They can.
No.
Would LSU have to lose
twice?
No, LSU only has one loss right now in conference.
The other one was Florida State.
Yeah. So LSU would have to really shit their pants.
They would have to lose two in-conference games.
Yes.
Right? Who else do they have left on the schedule here for the last 3 weeks?
Not two fucking in-conference losses. I don't even have to look to tell you that.
They have a nice little schedule.
Arkansas is tough.
No, they just lost Liberty.
I understand. Still, Arkansas at home, because it's at Arkansas.
What I want total chaos. I want them to beat Arkansas, lose to UAB, and then beat A&M. Then win the SEC championship.
They're going to beat A&M by probably 20 or 30 points, to be honest, because by then A&M's not even going to have players to put on the field. Like, they have 17 dudes out right now.
Yeah.
And half of those are the ones that have been suspended for the remainder of the season.
Right. So. It's wild. Even with how wild everything is, we've all got Georgia, right, winning the championship at this point.
I mean, that's certainly the safe
one. I'm
going to
stick with my guns.
And you're sticking
with Ohio State.
And how do you think they come back from all these injuries?
Yeah, I just took them in the beginning of the year. So
I understand that. Yeah. But like it's week 10 now. So they're 9-0. It's week 10.
Sure.
Heading into all of this, how do you do it without your superstar running back and your superstar wide receiver?
Because you're Ohio State.
Yeah, how'd you do it without your starting quarterback?
I understand, but I didn't think they looked. I didn't think they looked great in a few of these games, Penn State included, until later on in the second half.
Cardell was your third string quarterback.
I understand
when you won
that,
a national
championship. You can't do that against Georgia. Like the year we had the Cardale Jones, we had Ezekiel Elliott. And Ezekiel Elliott was averaging 250 yards a game for the last four games, and it was one of the best runs we've ever seen a running back go on, right?
Well, you got to think that Ryan Day is probably saving this for the Michigan game and then for the conference championship and then for future, but you got to do something different strategy-wise to get C.J. Stroud's ass in gear in the first quarter of the game.
Yeah.
You got to stay on schedule. You got to score probably 28 to 34 points to beat Georgia. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't miss. They went in that Penn State game, I think, what did they go, seven consecutive possessions without scoring mm-hmm. any points, or maybe they only had field goals or something. You can't do that.
No, then they scored 28 in the fourth quarter.
If you go 7 to 8 possessions against Georgia in the first half and into the second half without scoring a touchdown, you're fucking done.
I think you can have slow moments throughout the season, like Georgia did against Kent State and
you can slow down in the middle.
In the middle, correct.
But not at the beginning and end, man.
Right. And that's where I live with Georgia of why I don't think Ohio State can beat them. It's too late. If your slow start was earlier in the year, fine. But you're not finding a rhythm right now. And the last three games just haven't been good enough. And to me, your future on Hendon Hooker seems like a fucking lock at this point.
I don't think so.
I know you don't want to say that, but
it should be.
Missouri genuinely has a good defense, but the offense is so bad that they're going to be on the field so much.
Oh, and they're going to be so mad about last week.
Hooker is going to put up numbers there, and then Vandy in South Carolina, fucking forget about it.
Yeah.
So he's going to stat pad.
Exactly. And if you're Tennessee, why not do that for your university? You had a great year. You're back. You might as well let him win the Heisman Trophy. Because
it's not even that. Either. You have a very good chance to still make the playoffs.
You sure do. Yeah. You sure do. But the Heisman, too, means a lot. You know, who was the last one? Peyton Manning?
He didn't win the Heisman.
He didn't win the Heisman.
No shit. Who was it? Who beat Peyton Manning, for Christ's sakes? That's crazy.
I was like seven.
I wasn't even born.
Tennessee Heisman winners.
N.A.?
So,
did he even go to New York?
Zero.
Nobody's won from Tennessee?
No.
They've won six natties. Wow. But never.
Yeah, then they light it up for this.
Yeah, to be fair.
They let him up. They let
Alabama
him go.
Hadn't won a Heisman until...
All right, man, listen to this fucking list.
Mark Ingram, right?
So Charles Woodson won the Heisman that year.
Oh, fuck.
With Michigan?
Yes, with Michigan.
I was at that game, by the way.
Here were the other people. Here were the other Heisman finalists.
That's when he gave the the end zone right in front of my face.
Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Ryan Leaf.
Oof.
Yep.
Well, good college.
And college. And Randy Moss.
Oh, damn. Wow.
But he was, at, like, he was at Southwest Marshall. Oh, he was at Marshall. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
But putting up like... unignorable numbers.
Three out of four Heismans. They're in the Hall of Fame.
Wasn't he supposed to go to Notre Dame?
Notre Dame or Ohio State. One of the two, I think.
Like he was, I think, enrolled and they just
something happened.
Couldn't
make
it or something.
Yeah, grades. I know it was academics. Wow. Three out of four in the Hall of Fame. That's fucking wild, dude. Jesus. And then Ryan Leaf, you know, whatever the opposite of the Hall of Fame is, that's where he's at.
He went to prison for a bit.
Sure. Yeah, he sure did. Yeah, broke into somebody's house. Did some time.
Well, no, he was selling. I think he was transporting pills across the Canadian border. I think that's what he got popped for.
Okay.
Was he giving it to the kids that he was coaching?
Maybe.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, they needed him.
Yeah.
I think he was coaching like high school football in Texas.
Football's a rough sport.
Well, yeah. Speaking of coaching high school football, Jeff Saturday just been named the coach of the Indianapolis Colts here in the NFL. The last time he has coached was high school football, has no college experience, NFL experience, and according to ESPN, they don't think that this has ever happened in the history of the NFL, that somebody's got a head coaching job with no college or NFL experience.
You know what the truly interesting twist on this is? Because any other circumstance this happens, Stephen A. Smith and all these other fucking hucksters on ESPN and every other where else would be talking about how it should have been a black man's job. That's what he would have been saying. They're fucking, there's a problem with not enough black coaches, and they just give a coaching job to a white dude who's never coached before, but colleague Jeff Saturday. So will he fucking bring it up?
No, everyone's praising this.
Not Jameel Hill. So her quote is, "I like Jeff Saturday, and I enjoyed working with him at ESPN. This is not a critique of him, but rather an NFL system that constantly moves the goalpost for white coaches, but holds black coaches to tighter standards. A black coach likely would never be in Jeff's position."
But here's the thing, right? It's an
no coach has ever been in this position.
No.
It's ever. An interim position, so like, let's get weird with it. Fuck it. Who cares?
I'm 100% with you. Pat McAfee had an interesting take on it this morning because he was live during this. Obviously, he knows Jeff very well. And the organization very well, including Irsay. And he said, look, Will they be good? Probably not. Is it fun? Yes. And let's try to get behind something interesting, because this season is shot, and it is. I don't mind this at all. If your season is shot and you want to tank for a quarterback, because let's face it, since Andrew Luck, they've been shuttling in old dudes. It was Philip Rivers. It was Matt Ryan, who was Carson Wentz. This draft is loaded with quarterbacks. I mean, you'll be able to get one.
They lost a big part of their offense with Sirianni with the Eagles now. So
yeah.
But there are no quarterbacks in this year's draft that are difference makers.
What?
And the one coming up?
There's an insane amount.
There's a million of them there.
Which one of the quarterbacks that are going to draft in the first round do you think are going to be immediate contributors at the NFL level? Because I don't see fucking one of them.
I think Bryce Young. I think...
What makes you think that? You can't make simple throws under pressure.
We were watching the Florida game this weekend, and you were
Richardson, maybe. But he's not going to go in the first round. He'll probably be second or third round, right?
Yeah, but you still have... I mean, maybe.
Is Hendon Hooker coming out?
I don't think so. He's a sophomore.
Yeah, he's out, right?
The hooker is like a senior. Like a senior.
He's old, yeah.
But he's not.
I'd draft that kid.
He might be a middling NFL quarterback. There's some chance of that, but he's not going
to
be a
real. Right, so that counts quarterbacks to come out this year, though. It doesn't have to be a first.
I'm talking about
Caleb Williams. I would take. So if it's the Falcons, right? If it's my team, I would want Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is ineligible. I don't think.
Is he a sophomore?
He's a sophomore.
This is the mistake that fucking NFL teams make every single year. Their fucking eyeballs get big because something smells real nice. But you know what? It doesn't work. It doesn't fucking work. There's like one quarterback every 5 years drafted in the first round that becomes a contributor immediately.
Every once in a while, because you got like the Mahomes Allen class.
One every five fucking years. Andrew Luck did it. Actually, he sucked his first year. Peyton did.
Andrew Luck had nothing. We don't put enough respect with what Andrew Luck did.
He had nothing, and he never had receivers.
No.
Also, I'll just say this for Jameel Hill: you don't want a black man in that position.
No, because it's a fail position.
Set up to fail.
I don't think they brought Jeff Saturday in to take the reins of the fucking organization.
No.
To be honest, it's more like a Dusty Baker hire, probably, right?
Not even that.
Just like get us through this rough time.
It's Jim Irsay coke bender hire.
That might be true. I would love to do cocaine with Jim Irsay.
So would I.
Because he clearly does a lot of it. Yeah. Based on the decisions he makes personal-wise.
He might have been doing it with Jeff, and he's just like, you do it. Oh, shit, you do it. Oh, yeah, fucking go, man.
But with us, so you and I have had Ballard on the show, their GM, and...
I can't imagine he's going to have his job much longer.
I can't imagine that he was consulted for this.
No.
This seems like it was just Irsay.
Dude, Irsay's going Jerry Jones.
That's what
point.
It feels like. Yeah. Like, there's no way he consulted, because there's no way you hire somebody without any head coaching experience at any level besides high school in the middle of the year and just be like, yeah, let's see and figure shit out.
And here. Yeah, this is actually, aside from a Jerry Jones thing, it's also like... It's almost like a Ted Turner thing, right? When he made himself, he fired Bobby Cox.
Was it 83?
Yeah, and made himself manager.
Superstation 17.
Days. Yeah. I mean, that's really what this seems like to me. Like, he's just putting his fucking bro down there.
I don't know why fucking Irsay doesn't do that.
Honestly.
There's nothing anybody can do to stop him. He owns that team.
Yeah. Because the other part about this is, you know, before we went on air, we were talking about it. I was watching ESPN in the background, and they were shocked when the announcement came in. He works for the network. He was supposed to be on the show tomorrow, and they had no idea. They were completely blindsided.
That would have been funnier if he dropped it on the show.
I really wonder.
It would have been
amazing. It's like I'm the head coach of the
Colts. I wonder if it's speculative. I don't know if you saw what Lewis Riddick had to say. I wonder if it's
speculative. No, what did he say?
Well, he was like, he was like, I'm shocked by this. Not because I don't think Jeff is, like, we're buddies and all, and he knows football for sure, but it's just like, nobody saw this coming. Then he gets into the explanation part. And I don't know if he was just thinking out loud or what, but he was like, the Colts have a very good offensive line, like a very good one, but it's performing very badly.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Saturday's an offensive lineman.
Right.
That happened to have a good relationship with the team. Is that, like, he's just thinking out loud, is that what made him fucking, because otherwise this doesn't make any sense.
Also, the biggest part of this story is being swept under the rug right now.
Sure.
And that's the amount of, like, personal branding for these fucking Scoops guys
with
the graphics.
Yeah.
There was a photo of Jeff Saturday. It didn't even say breaking Jeff Saturday, head coach, interim head coach of the Colts. It said breaking by Adam Schefter on like just giant font.
Yeah.
And like the little news story was in text for the tweet. What are we doing with these Scoops guys?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Woj bomb thing has gone too far.
It has. So the other thing too is with the owners, real quick, sorry to interrupt you, Jim Irsay has a Twitter account, and he announced this. So he announced that we're parting with Frank Wright. Why is this going through Jim Irsay's Twitter, not your publicist.
Because he's a Donald Trump fan.
Or the team.
It's literally Donald Trump, but owning the Colts. Yeah.
Which, man. You know, to be honest, that's where that belongs.
Yes.
In football, not running the country.
Listen, he tried it. It didn't work. Small potatoes.
So
it's good doc. Go
I'm looking at the most mock drafts I've seen have the same lineup. It's Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Levis going 1, 2, 3. None of these guys are going to be fucking all pro quarterbacks in the NFL next year.
I wouldn't draft Stroud. Who else is on the list?
I don't mind Levis.
Nah,
I like Bryce Young. If he went to the Falcons, I'd be fine with that.
Levis has the best arm out of the group.
He's more mobile than he lets on, too. He was hurt in the Missouri game, so he wasn't wonderful. But
we were watching Richardson. The thing that impressed me about him, and it's something I've seen in every game I've seen him play in. Now, he has shitty games. He throws picks sometimes. But he's able to sense outside pressure, step up in the pocket, and continue his progression reads all at the same time. That is the
strong
most...
Strong arm, too, right?
It's got a good arm. That's the most difficult thing to do as a quarterback.
He's just raw.
Dude, honestly, so was Josh Allen.
Yep.
Josh Allen, Missouri played against Josh Allen. I remember watching that game, and I was like, who, this guy? Like, what? No.
He's the only quarterback that I would draft out of these dudes. Maybe Levis. If you're a fucking team that has a quarterback already and you're looking to develop a guy, maybe him, because he's raw as fuck, too.
I think Bryce Young is, like, plug him in day one, he'll be fine.
I do too.
Yeah,
I'm in. I'm in.
What
Bryce
makes
Young.
You say that? He struggles mightily all the time.
I think Alabama has just been off this year. Last year,
yeah, they're not losing because of him.
Yeah, he was annihilating people, and yeah, even that Tennessee game. What did he drop? 49 in that game. I mean,
same with this LSU game.
Yeah,
this
dropped 40.
Yeah. This PFF one has Tanner McKee from Stanford going 15 to the Colts. I don't know who that is.
How old is this mock draft? Because that might have been pretty.
This is from today.
Oh
god, damn it!
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm fine with Bryce Young. I was not so keen on Alabama quarterbacks. He seems different to me.
Based on what though?
Towards the end of these games, especially that Tennessee game, man, it just seems like nothing fucking bothers that guy. It could have been anywhere, and he's not looking to run first like the rest of these guys. He's genuinely looking to throw, and then he'll scramble to throw like Pat Mahomes. Like, Pat Mahomes isn't looking to run. And it seems like that guy is unflappable. I just think the turnover from last year losing all those great receivers
this year. Alabama doesn't really have a good receiver this year.
And, and he's doing this in a Bill O'Brien offense.
I know. And that Gibbs kid is really good at running back. So it's like, it's just a different team. In my opinion, but I like Bryce Young, and I wouldn't mind if he was drafted by, and I'm saying this over CJ Stroud. Like, I would not want CJ Stroud as my fucking quarterback for the Falcons at all.
Bryce Young's got a 62.9% completion percentage in college. That is bad. It's bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not,
yeah, it is. The other quarterbacks we see.
You're playing in the SEC.
The other quarterbacks we see that play in elite schools that come out that get drafted and do well in the NFL have like 70% completion percentage.
He's playing in the SEC and the out of conference that played Texas, Gary Patterson's defense. No, he's.
I think he's pretty fucking. I mean, his rating has been pretty great all year. I mean, it's hard to shit on this fucking guy. He's 455 yards against Tennessee.
He's listed at 6 foot tall, which means he's probably 5'11", right? The NFL, everybody's big. These guys never fucking do. He's a black Baker Mayfield.
I like him.
This is the fucking numbers we're seeing. Why is everybody so fucking hyped on this guy?
I like him. I think he's calm under pressure. And
Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl, so.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson didn't win a Super Bowl. Let's be real about that.
He cost them a Super Bowl as well,
but he also won one. In the NFL, we'll see how this all shakes out with Jeff Saturday. I think it's a fun hire.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of this, man,
we forgot about Drake May, but he can't come out for like 2 years.
He's a true freshman.
He's a true freshman. He's got a while.
He'll be the first overall pick in 2 years.
Yeah, that kid can fucking play.
But as far as the NFL goes, we've got the Ravens-Saints game tonight. Obviously, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS will double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Definitely going to need that after this last weekend. I got my fucking ass kicked. Thursday night game I got, and then the rest of them I got wrong. I
had a great week, actually.
Did you really? Yeah. We'll go over it in a second. Again, go to MyBookie.com. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. Since you had a great weekend this weekend, we'll start with this. Tonight is Baltimore -1.5. This dropped from 2 this morning, and the over-under is 46.5. Where are you going tonight with this one?
We are going under.
Okay.
They're not scoring tonight. Ravens win, I'm going to say 20. Let's call it 24 to 14.
Ooh, okay. That's higher than I would have thought, to be honest.
Yeah, this game doesn't sound that fun.
These teams have been struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think it's going to be? I mean, even then, you're still hitting the under, so who cares?
Yeah.
I think, what about you, Dan?
I'm not sure Baltimore wins this game, to be honest.
I'm not either.
They seem, I like Lamar Jackson. I think he's a good dude. I'm not a huge fan of the style of play because I think it lends itself to a lot of fucking problems. Not because I am curmudgeon-y about it. I don't give a shit. I just think it's tough to win like that. But this poor dude, any game they win, it's because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say that about any quarterback, I guess, to some degree. But he's like fucking, forget about the hits he takes because of running the ball. His knees are going to give out from carrying this team the entire time he's been in the NFL.
And by the way,
holy fucking
shit. Literally carrying this team. If you look at the rushing yards,
he
leads the team in rushing because all their running backs have been hurt all fucking year. They have no wide receivers.
Years now.
I know.
He needs to get the fuck out of
there. He needs to get out of there. He needs to go to San Francisco.
Well, he turned down their deal.
And that might be on purpose.
They're going to franchise him.
Yeesh.
Guaranteed. He needs to let him know now.
Where's he going?
San Francisco.
Where's he going?
San Francisco and that offense. Holy shit!
He's been set
for years.
He can throw the ball.
He can.
He's not one of those running quarterbacks that runs because he has to. He runs because he's faster than literally everybody on the fucking field.
Imagine with Deebo Samuel, CMC, Kittle. My God, dude!
I would love
Shanahan's
to see it.
Mind. Holy fuck, man!
Plus that defense too. I mean, Lamar that's a solid Atlanta. Team.
I would love it. I don't think they would do it. I would love it, but they won't do it. They've got some decent pieces, but yeah.
He's a Southern boy at heart.
Michael Thomas out for the year. He's just not going to play at all this year.
He will never play again. I don't know that guy will ever fucking play again.
Yep.
I've never seen anything like what the fuck he's doing. This is what, 3 years he's sat out now?
More or less, yeah.
Actually, him as a Saint wouldn't be bad either.
Who?
Lamar.
Oh, yeah. He'd be great in there. Look,
Taysom Hill.
They have the pieces. They got Taysom Hill. They got Kamara. They got Olave.
But Kamara's time is running out probably, right? He's probably got another year or two left.
It does. I'm not so much worried about a running back, though. Mm. Like, a young Olave and him would be really, really fucking fun to watch. So we'll see. Who do you got in tonight's game, Bob?
I think the Ravens probably cover that. It's not going to be a fun game to watch. Thankfully, we'll be recording a podcast, so I won't have to watch it. But.
Sure. Sure. I'm going to tease this up. Big shock, obviously. I'm going to take the Saints plus 8.5. I'm going to tease this over up to 53.5. I think this will be a low-scoring game as well, and that's where I'm going with tonight's game. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Eagles continue to roll this week. Won that one. They didn't cover again.
They didn't play nobody, pal.
No. They played the Texans. Won 6-1, but they're undefeated. Mm-hmm. It's their first ever 8-0 start. And let's face it, Philly needs it after the weekend. They lost the World Series.
Something happened.
And then they lost the MLS championship, if you care about that, which you do.
Some people did some things.
What we were actually upset about was the union. Couldn't close it.
Yeah. It's tough.
Justin Fields was fun to watch this weekend. Set the rushing record for a quarterback in a game.
Broke Vic's record.
I didn't know. 178 yards, man. That's fucking insane. He's had like 4 or 5 good weeks in a row.
Yeah, it's weird. Doesn't he run like a 4-3, 4-4?
He does.
Never came across the coach's mind to like maybe run him more.
Strange. Well, he didn't run really that much at Ohio State. So like,
I mean, look, if he's gonna get hit anyway, you might as well have him run.
Might as well. Like, and it's been a blast to watch. Holy shit!
Still lost, but yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a lot to work with.
He's working into a situation. So we saw a lot of this same style early success. All on his own shoulders from Lamar Jackson in Baltimore too.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields got to get the fuck out of Chicago. That is a loser organization.
He's got a lot of years left on that contract.
He's got 3 more years left.
Yeah, that's a long time. You can survive.
Sit it out.
Yeah.
Whereas wasn't Lamar Jackson drafted by Baltimore right after they won the Super Bowl? Because he was the last pick in that first round.
It was close. Yeah.
Or it was. I mean, they were already really good. Like they're not even bad now. But like that organization was already like well run. And now it's getting shittily run. But yeah, Justin Fields was drafted into a fucking nightmare.
I mean, the good news for Chicago is that they're going to have at least one high draft pick, right?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of draft picks, 2 years ago when Miami traded for all these motherfuckers, or traded all their players away and got all those first round draft picks, the conversation was like, okay, this looks like it could be really good a couple years from now, but it's the fucking Dolphins, right? But they turned those draft picks that they traded for into, and they traded those draft picks away, those first round draft picks, mm-hmm. for Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle for that pick, right? Yep. That they got Jaylen Waddle with, and for Chubb mm-hmm. now. Yep. Did pretty well. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, give credit where credit's due. The front office of Miami did their job really fucking well, and now they've got a pretty good fucking team.
And they Dude, keep winning.
I yeah. saw a stat the other day, out of everyone from Tua's draft class, he has the best record by a mile. Mm. He's 18-9 as a starter in the NFL.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, they just rebuilt Alabama for him.
Basically, like, yeah.
He's like, look, I do pretty well when you have the best possible receivers on earth. Like, all right, well, just do that then. Why didn't I think of that?
Tyreek Hill, by the way, crossed 1,000 yards yesterday, yeah, and we still have fucking 8 games to
go.
I don't know
if he's still on pace to break the receptions record. Oh, he's right there. He's on pace for
might break the yards, though.
He's on pace for 2,100 yards right now, which would be like 200 more than the record, I think. God but damn. He's for receptions, he's at 148. I think the record is 144. I think the record's 148.
Yeah, right? Kupp is also on pace to break that.
Yeah.
The Seahawks have low-key had a really good draft the last few years.
They really have. That Kenneth Walker pick was great. Pete Carroll's He's carrying best. This team right
Can
now.
Can you imagine if Pete Carroll had been in like San Francisco or somewhere like that?
He wanted to. That Seattle job was the only job that was available when he got chucked out of USC. Yeah. He left USC right before the sanctions kicked in. He was like, fuck, what am I left with?
When did Harbaugh go back to Michigan?
Harbaugh went back to Michigan after the Kaepernick.
15, 16?
Yeah. So that was post Seattle being good, he could have fucking dipped out right then. Yeah.
Long term deal. I think he was just looking at money and everything else.
I just kind of wish the number one, I suppose, like tragedy that Pete Carroll never was in charge of was security for the Twin Towers in the year 2000.
No,
right?
Yeah. No.
Because he knew what was really going on.
He sure did.
Him and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Well, Wahlberg needed to be on the planes, Carroll needed to be on the ground.
Agreed.
Yeah.
With the Packers here, they lost again to the Lions this week, 15-9. My God, dude. The Packers had 3 field goals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like Aaron Rodgers is bad.
It is very strange. He was 23 of 43 in this game.
It's like he didn't, you know, train during the offseason. Yeah.
Someone needs to start projecting film onto the backs of whatever women he's in an orgy with and with Aubrey Marcus and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He killed 2 birds with 1 stone.
Is he trying to get traded out of there? I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
He's not trying to get traded. He's trying to transcend.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's trying to
He's looking for the perfect pass. The one perfect pass in an entire football season that'll make it all worthwhile.
Sure.
Also, do you think like for Kyler Murray, they just insert loading screens with film in Call of Duty?
Yeah, have to.
Oh yeah, they're fucking doing the cutscenes in all of his video games with fucking game film. Oh my God, dude.
Bills losing to the Jets. That killed me across the board. I had a lot of money on this game and boy, that was fucking brutal.
I think that fucked up most people, yeah.
We were at the game recording a show, so we didn't get to see it because we were at the Redskins game. I didn't see it because we were in that other chair, but I'm not sure what happened. I'm looking at the stats. Josh Allen only had 205 yards.
I'm telling you, dude, like, we all love Josh Allen. When Josh Allen's on, he's really fun, but like, stop comparing that man to Pat Mahomes. Mm. He is not fucking Pat Mahomes.
All right, shut up.
The Jets are actually good. He's better on the ground than
that was my question. Are the Jets actually good and we're just not giving them enough
credit?
Yes,
they are. Okay. They've gone out of their way to build a pretty decent defense. They got that, Quinnen, whatever the fuck, from Clemson a couple years ago.
Yep.
Williams.
Had a lot
Wilson.
Of high draft picks, for sure.
And they actually have a competent coach now.
Quinnen Williams is like one of the best run defenders in all of football, right? He's just a massive off our defensive tackle. Mosley's good at linebacker. They've got a good and Sauce Gardner too. I mean, a lot of the pressure they're getting on the quarterback is coverage pressure because their fucking secondary happens to be pretty good. And for a guy like Allen, I don't know why he didn't run the whole time.
Well, he did. He tried to. He had 86 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. So clearly he tried.
Yeah, but Justin Fields had 178 yards rushing.
Look, I you know understand. What I mean?
Break a record or get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear it, dude.
I don't know what to think about this Jets team, to be honest with you. They're
Pat
6-3.
Mahomes squeaked out a win against a team that couldn't complete a pass to a receiver.
Dude, they had 7 yards. Titans always fuck with
I know.
Seven yards offense in the second half.
Pat Mahomes, I wasn't Mahomes' fault, by the way. He scored like 30 fantasy points last night.
Oh,
like
446 yards.
446 yards. Yeah, let's not put that on Mahomes in any way whatsoever.
Maybe score some real points, Rob.
By the way,
Mahomes also led the team in rushing.
With like 53 or
63, and nobody else had more than five,
yeah,
which is interesting.
So I don't think it's Pat's problem.
The other part to this is he threw 68 passes last night.
Yeah.
For a 20, they get 20 points.
I know.
68 passes.
He was throwing the whole fucking time. By the way, speaking of the Jets-Bills really quick, this doesn't have a lot to do with football, but if you want to go be depressed for like 6 minutes, there was an SNL sketch over the weekend of like Jets fans tailgating, and I've never seen something so obviously written by someone who's never done a thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Than this sketch.
I watched it.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
And honestly, there was a couple really good sketches in that show over the weekend, yeah. But this one was so fucking bad.
It's awful.
That was like, none of you people, I don't even believe you stood in a parking lot.
Ever.
Let alone tailgated.
I've never gone to one tailgate, whoever wrote that sketch. By the way, Josh Allen is being evaluated for a right elbow injury. So
yeah, we'll he was clutching there. It after the last series there.
Oh,
actually,
was
it was so they had the ball back with some time remaining on the clock, and he was, I think, about a minute 24, something like that, and the Jets got to him. Man, I don't know who it was, but somebody got his arm, but he was trying to throw a pass, fumbled, they recovered and fucking knelt out the game. But yeah, his arm got clipped pretty good.
Okay, and then the linebacker, Gary, is out for the Packers for the rest of the season. He was one of their best. I don't know how they fucking compete at this point.
Is it Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross?
And that's Rashawn Gary. But I don't know how this team,
Rashawn Ross.
How they.
And the best part of the weekend was the Jaguars beating the Raiders. And not because I care about the Jaguars, but because.
We hate the Raiders.
I just don't understand this hatred for the Raiders.
Oh my God, dude. We
because
hate
of their fans,
yeah,
dude.
All of it.
Their fans are just felons. They're awesome.
Fucking worst, dude.
What's wrong with their fans? They just, it doesn't matter what city they're in.
They're fucking delusional. That's what's wrong with them.
And then even like Devontae Adams after the game was like, we should not be this bad. I don't really understand. All he has to do is just scream out Derek Carr's name. That's pretty much it.
No, I think he needs to take a little responsibility himself, you know?
He's had a great
Stop
year.
Passing the buck. That's what's wrong with this country. Always passing the buck on whose fault it is. And
by the way, Travis Etienne, the last five games, so 71 yards, 86, then 114, 156, and 109. He has arrived in the NFL.
Yeah.
Very good player.
Yep.
They still need a big back to carry the ball most of the time, in my opinion.
What's his receiving game looking like? That's interesting to me as well, because he's more like a flex type of guy.
He's not
like
catching many passes. He's catching like two or three passes a game.
Wow. Yeah. I'm surprised they're not using him more.
No, that should be a fucking, what do you call it, James White situation for him. He should be getting 60 to 80 yards on the ground a game and at least 5 to 6 receptions.
Right? Honestly, in college, I don't remember ETN being like the most all hands team guy.
He was, he played against Ohio State.
He got a lot of receptions.
Yeah, he was the best receiving.
So what was weird about ETN, and I watched.
He was like stiff.
I watched a lot of Clemson games during that time because Jake's wife is a Clemson alum. And I would always be like, I'd always be with them, and I'd be like, Katie, why the fuck do they only let ETN touch the ball like 15 times a game? And she's like, yeah, that's what every Clemson fan is constantly asking themselves. Like, they had other good players for sure, but it always felt like ETN was the dude, and he never got enough touches.
I think maybe Dabo is like Saddam Hussein. Like, if anybody else other than him gets too good,
yeah,
it's like, no, bud, I'm the one. You understand?
Well, he also needs to make sure that, like, he probably saw how athletically talented Travis was and needed to humble him through Christ.
Yeah. Well, through Christ, anything is possible, obviously. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And good for him. We'll flip on over to baseball here. The Astros won the World Series. I'd say congratulations, but yeah, exactly.
What's that?
Exactly. Yeah.
That was a buzz off. Framber Valdez, by the way.
Man, their pitching staff is
that
unbelievable.
That dude can fucking pitch when it matters, can he? Holy shit. He's like the opposite of Justin Verlander, although he did pull one out this year.
He did.
Yeah.
Finally. Well, I just feel good for Kate.
Yeah.
Moss.
Oh, she was really giving it to the Phillies fans. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, she was flipping them off.
Like, fuck you, but they were friends.
Did you see the interview after with Big Poppy?
No.
Where, even if I had seen it, I wouldn't have understood a fucking word he said.
Well, he was like, you're going to come back for another year, Justin? And Kate took the mic and was like, yeah, I support my husband. Like, He can
no way.
Oh, she took a shot at fucking Tom Giselle, Brady.
No!
There you go. I didn't hear that.
That's
awesome.
That's a nice little shot across the bow.
Sure is, dude. Who do you got there head to head? Giselle versus Kate Upton. Who do you go with?
Kate Upton's got the fucking mass.
Nah, but you know, Giselle's Brazilian.
They don't all do jiu-jitsu.
You know?
What the fuck?
You don't know that.
That's a relatively new thing.
You don't know that.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu is not even old.
I'd rather hook up with Kate Upton, but I think Giselle probably murders her.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, Giselle's going to chase her down the fucking driveway with a golf club, you know, a la whatever.
No, who would you marry?
Upton.
Yeah.
Okay. Without them, she's great.
For those heavies.
I mean, she's still.
Yeah, them heavies, dude.
And she's supportive of her husband.
Kate Upton was Cat Daddy Kate Upton.
I don't know what that means.
That video.
Just Google Cat Daddy Kate Upton.
I'm not doing that.
No, you will.
Because you'll jerk off to it. No, but I'll remember that you said to look up something about Kate Upton, and I'm just going to go look at the leaked nudes.
The Cat Daddy Kate Upton video is better.
Now, when you jerk off to those leaked nudes, do you put your hand over Verlander, or do you leave him?
Oh, I leave him.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a fucking Hall of Famer. What are you talking about? You can't pound off to a Hall of Famer. You're not a baseball fan, in my opinion.
Exactly. When Ben Verlander joins the show.
Oh, yeah. We always try to get him to say weird shit.
Yeah.
Like you did, actually. You tried to get him to talk about how nice his brother's ass was.
Yeah, we were just talking about baseball butts, and he got really tight for a second.
Yeah, this is when you had AIDS, I think.
It was.
We had Ben on the show, and he was like, we were talking about baseball butts, and he was into it up until the point where we brought his brother into it.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, for a white man, has the best baseball butt, I think, that exists.
Dump truck ass, yeah. For sure.
Also, we didn't give enough credit to... I mean, that whole family is outkicking their coverage.
Oh, yeah. Ben's wife is fucking gorgeous.
Well, Ben was dating... What's her face? From White Lotus.
Yeah.
Oh, Alexander Daddario?
No, not
Daddario.
Daddario.
Yeah.
If it was Sweeney,
that would have broke my heart.
That one scene when Daddario's hooking up with Woody Harrelson in fucking True Detective, I think I did a spit take. Like, yeah. I think I didn't act like she pulls her shirt off, and I was just like, reality
How
had
do
like,
you spell
gone
her name?
A tilt.
Alexander Daddario.
D-A-D-D.
She is incredibly fine.
Super hot.
Real James.
What was that one movie she was crazy hot in?
Obviously, we're going to have to go nude.
I mean,
here.
True Detective is the hottest she's ever looked.
Oh, man. Yes, dude.
Do you remember that episode?
Oh, shit. He dated her?
Yeah. Why is he not married to her? What a moron. If she didn't break up with him, I have to have a talk with
you
Ben Verlander.
You got to go all in. My God, dude. I remember these heavies from fucking White Lotus.
Do you remember that old saying, no matter how hot a girl is, there's some dude out there that's tired of her bullshit?
Yep.
Well, tired of fucking
And
her,
I think Giselle is the evidence of that. Like, it's like... about as hot as you can get as a human being, right? Yeah. Rich, and it's like, all right, I'd rather fucking lose at football than spend time with you. That's pretty much the decision that was made. I'm not no judgment. I'm just saying that's what happened.
Obviously, the one I just looked up her nudes here. It's on celebmeet.com.
I mean, it's everywhere. Right. You're just on Google Images
they're not
right
a,
now.
Not that, but
they're
just,
not a sponsor,
I'm a big fan
way.
Of celeb. Meets.
We're not sponsored by celeb meat.
Unless they
if
want
you
to.
Want to, yeah. You well, can't. We will.
Or celeb jihad, which is the original leaker of all the fucking the fappening stuff.
Oh,
I just want to give credit where credit's due.
I still go
violating all these people's
Sydney
privacy.
Sweeney over this, but that's amazing. So Ben Verlander was with her for how long?
I don't know.
Son of a bitch. 30,
long enough.
30, why didn't you guys bring this up on the show?
30 or 40 years.
I
well, it's because it's his personal life and it's none of our fucking business.
No, it sure is.
No.
It sure is. If they're not dating anymore.
Yeah, but I'm not going to put a dude on the spot about his personal life.
Last time he was on the show, I asked him about Kate Upton.
Yeah, but that's his brother.
His sister-in-law.
Still.
That's one level away. You can do that.
You can do that with the sister-in-law because they're still in touch, right? Okay. You don't bring up the ex.
Man, there is a ton of shots of her. I mean, it's all right. Yeah,
she's down a clown because she was in. I prefer in Percy Jackson, but to each their own.
Oh yeah, no. That was kind of where
it was your awakening.
Yeah,
she was real bitchy. Her, you know? She was real bitchy in Percy Jackson, which tells me something about you now.
Yeah.
Because
you like to be told.
She didn't.
What to do.
I feel like she's gotten hotter with age, but the personality in that particular film was pretty bitchy.
It's a real problem, for sure. Like the amount of times that I walk out to the trash can with trash I don't want to take out and an erection.
Yep.
After being yelled at by my wife.
It's like you're sending me mixed signals, honey.
So you're saying you have a demigod fetish.
No, I just like to be berated, belittled. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Not as much as a Japanese businessman. There's no physical like abuse element or getting peed on or nothing.
Well,
it'll get there. Yeah, but
you'll get there.
By then, you'll be able to afford a higher class prostitute, right?
Yes.
That way,
exactly.
You can keep that and your family separate. Those are two different things.
Two different things.
That's Vegas. They walk in, they walk out. Yeah. It's like Stephen Paddock.
This has got nothing to do with you, honey.
We don't see that.
That's a business transaction.
Business transaction. Anyways, little exercise in the words of Andrew Tate.
The Phillies had a great year.
They did.
Great run.
They overperformed, I would say, based on the tumult that their season included. I mean, it was lost.
Look, things lined up.
Yep. They lost the manager, though. Shit went poorly for them. I think they have found their long-term coach. That dude is like, he's the same as fucking our guy.
Yeah.
He's just like some fucking, some dude that's been with Girardi, actually, for years. He was Girardi's assistant. He was Girardi's assistant in New York, wasn't he? I believe.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He was. Yeah. It's that's why A-Rod was like sucking his dick the entire time.
No, it was. The bats went cold.
And also,
their pitching was so good, though. I mean,
certainly Houston's pitching is good, but it's more like regular season good.
Yeah. And Nola didn't show up really when he needed it.
Yeah.
But they threw a no-hitter. I mean,
yeah.
But that happens sometimes.
You know what?
It doesn't. Something happened twice.
No, I mean, like, the Braves threw a combined one-hitter in the World Series, I think, against the Astros. And it was Matzik, of all people, who gave up the hit, I think.
Yeah.
Look, the Astros are just really fucking good. This has been the best team in baseball since the Giants ended their run of three World Series.
Who won the MVP?
What?
Who
World
won
Series MVP?
I don't even remember. I was pretty drunk watching it.
It honestly should have just been Bryce Harper anyway.
Yeah, who did win it for the Astros?
Was it Pena?
Jeremy Pena.
There was so much going on that night at the exact same time. There was like nine different games. Bama, LSU. I mean, it was Notre Dame, all that stuff that it was like, oh, shit. There's also a baseball game, too. So congrats if you like the Astros. I will never be a fan of this team.
Well, congrats to Dusty Baker. Finally got his ring.
I don't. There's the only player on the Astros I don't like is fucking Altuve. I like Bregman. Bregman plays fucking hard, dude. He plays hard. He doesn't strike out like other people do.
Jordan was terrifying.
Yeah, Bregman is one of the only dudes in baseball who routinely hits 20 or more home runs and strikes out less than he walks.
Jordan put a ball into like the stratosphere.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest hit balls I've ever seen.
I've never seen a ball hit to that part of Minute Maid Park. Either.
Especially not in that fucking moment. Holy shit, dude.
The hilariousness of the post-game interviews was awesome to me because there was 30 different translators down on the field for those guys. Like, not one of them speaks English.
Well, you wouldn't remember this because they were dead, but the Braves was the same last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But anytime that I hear like there's racism in baseball, that is clearly evidence that there is not. I mean, Jesus Christ. Nobody's speaking English these days.
It's the most diverse sport in North America.
I don't think anyone truly argues racism in baseball. It's more just like...
Well, remember two years ago, they hired that panel to understand how
they just
want to
get more
black
kids involved in, like, American black-born players.
Too bad. It's the best of the best go, and there's nothing you can really do about that.
Well, it's not that. You get to choose what sport you play as a human being.
Yeah.
Show me the evidence that there's a bunch of fucking... American-born black players that are talented enough to be in Major League Baseball who aren't. Show me one.
Think it's just putting like these leagues inside the inner cities.
Dude, the RBI program has been going on for 25 fucking years now.
Just put more money into it.
More money is not going to solve it. Like
it's not cool. I actually disagree
because, dude, football in particular is essentially completely government subsidized.
No, that's not the point I'm making. There's plenty,
but that means it's free.
Yeah, fine. There's plenty of that out there. There's plenty of money out there. That actually, nonprofits do most of it, right?
Mm-hmm. For high school football?
No, for baseball.
For baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's mostly nonprofits. And, you know, you don't see the Pop Warner Championships broadcast live on fucking ESPN, do you? But the Little League World Series is on there every fucking 100%. Year. Everything that can be done from a media perspective to make it more popular with whomever is being done.
I think you're up against poverty. And the Dominicans down there, they're playing for their fucking lives, dude.
That's a different story. There's no football down there. It's soccer and baseball.
In the Dominican and Cuba. They don't play, Puerto Rico, they don't play fucking soccer. That's the thing, though. Like, all the Latino countries in particular, it's a one-sport country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no fucking other sport that they play. So, and by the way, back when fucking Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier and shit like that, the U.S. was only a three-sport country. And one of those sports was fucking horse racing.
The other was boxing.
Yeah. So again, it was essentially like a one and a half sport country. Yeah. And that's why there used to be a lot more black people, but it expanded, and that's it is what it is, and that's why you have way more fucking dudes from Latin America in particular. But it is a little bit of a fucking financial thing, because how many of these white dudes that play baseball, from America in the MLB, like, they're not a lot of poor ones. Like, they grew up middle class.
It costs a little bit of
better.
Money to get the equipment. It's not like you can just run out to a court and play basketball or something.
Like, look at dudes like Freddie Freeman and like Matt Olson, Dansby Swanson. Like, those dudes grew up okay.
There's a barrier of entry.
Football costs at least as much, if not more.
Like, no, it's subsidized. All the high school shit. I mean, yeah, you can pay for extra, but there's a certain level. Like, for example, there's one sport undeniably that's really expensive, which is why
it's hockey.
Hockey is a lot more subsidized in Canada, which is why you have a larger fucking.
So you're saying a better, because a lot of the subsidy for the football subsidies come from Riddle, right? They or Riddle, however you say it. Like, they give the Riddle, teams, they give it to the teams. It's not like whatever the fuck, right? So I don't know. You think Louisville Slugger should give more?
I'm not saying anyone should do anything.
I just don't think baseball is a cool enough sport for young black kids. They'd rather play basketball, and I get it. It's sexier.
You know what's cool is fucking guaranteed contracts.
Oh, 100%. And I think that's what they tell those kids in the Dominican of like, hey, dude, if you work for it, you will get $100 million just like all the Braves.
Well, also,
but it's like bad. There's 15 dudes on a roster. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, with the fucking Dominican kids, for that matter, like, when you talk about minor league paychecks, that's shitty for the Americans.
Right?
$30,000 American, $40,000 American, that's shitty for the Americans.
And that's how they're able to lowball all these Dominican players.
It's fucking good for the Dominicans and shit like that. Like, absolutely. Like, it's, and I'm not saying they don't deserve more, but I'm just saying, like, there's a difference
the expectations for sure. I don't know that, I'm not sure what else could really be done to get young black American kids to play baseball.
I don't think it's something to like overly worry about. Like, I'm not. It's I'm not.
Something,
I don't
either. Dusty Baker was he was the one that brought it up before game one, and it just seems like
it comes. I think it comes in waves. Baseball will eventually bounce back and maybe be cool again one day. We'll see.
If steroids come back.
Hey, I honestly feel like I see more cool black players in baseball now than I did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it takes a while for something like the RBI program. What, it's been in 25 years? Like, it takes a little bit of time.
I mean, Griffey was swaggy, but like.
Griffey and Barry Bonds and Frank Thomas all played over the same two decades.
The big hurt, though, I didn't consider. Like,
was not cool. He was
Ricky
an asshole.
Henderson was cool.
Was cool.
Well, I'm not talking about cool or not. I'm talking about like three of the fucking best players of all time who happen to be black played
right,
the same
time.
Right,
but you gotta
time.
Be cool too.
You gotta be cool too.
You gotta be like Griffey.
Yeah.
Not even three, four, because Henderson's one of the best players.
No, what I'm saying is, who are the best black baseball players right now?
Man, if it's like
black American baseball players, Tim Anderson's one of them.
Probably
he hit 336 this year or some shit or whatever the fuck he ended up at. 320.
Tim Anderson's like
he's
good,
stuck
not great.
In the Chicago White Sox.
But he's
Sox.
A cunt too, right? Nobody people don't
he's
like that.
He's an asshole.
Dick, Hold on. Black American baseball player.
I can't think of any, man.
I mean, Kutch won the MVP a couple years ago.
He's old.
He's old now.
He's old now.
Not a couple years ago.
It is what it is, man. I like. You know, I hope that baseball just gets more popular with everyone. I'm not really...
Right.
Like, I just like baseball.
Comes in waves. I think this is a good World Series for people to actually...
It was a good World Series. I thought the playoffs were good all the way around.
The new format.
Yeah.
More teams in.
I didn't care for the layoff. I think it's a problem. I think it affects
the top teams. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it affects teams in baseball more than any other sport.
100%. Yeah. Although, it is interesting. The layoff teams went 2-for-4. Right, the Yankees and the Astros won, and the Braves and the Dodgers lost. The Braves, I didn't watch a lot of the Dodgers series, but the Braves looked like they were affected by the layoff. I mean, they looked flat.
Yeah, but that's at some point that becomes a management issue, right? Like, you got to get your team up.
Something.
That's your fucking problem.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm looking down the list. Is Xander Bogaerts? He's from Aruba.
Yep.
Fuck. Aaron Judge.
Yeah, there you go. Aaron Judge is pretty good.
He's half. Yeah.
But
he's a
Stanton. Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, but
Stanton is
he's
not American.
He's
really.
Not a top player in the NBA.
He is American, right?
Yeah, he is. He's from
taking his roots back.
Brooklyn or some shit, isn't he?
Yeah, he just has a weird first name.
His name is Mike.
Yeah. Is tonight the start of college basketball season?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yes. So we need to do a college basketball preview show this week.
I'm not. Mookie Betts. There you go.
There you go. Mookie's dope.
Yeah, he's great. There you go.
So that's good representation.
One?
No, it's like 13% of America's black.
I think it's like
baseball's by far the most diverse sport.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah,
there's no Asians in any other league.
Right. Baseball. Yeah, it's not even close. It's not even close. We'll switch on over to the UFC. Giorgio, I got a big card this weekend here. Are you excited about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. Is he? I just want to see him lose.
This is the fight.
I want to see him lose. This is the fight. Okay. Who do you got this weekend?
Izzy versus Pereira.
Who you got, Giorgio?
I was letting Dan talk first.
Okay, I think Izzy loses. I think this dude has KO'd him. Izzy was winning the fight until he got KO'd, and some argue he won maybe the first fight too. But nah, I think Pereira's got this.
Okay.
They set it up so he had like kind of a quick run to the title so he could fight Izzy, and you'd have that just... This is gonna be a banger. I think Izzy's gonna be mad. He's gonna fight mad. He's gonna fight not as calculated as he usually does. He's gonna get in his head and he's gonna get caught. He's gonna get knocked out in the fourth round.
All right, who you got?
I think Alexander Pereira has a lot of people vouching for him who are a lot smarter than me. And you know what? He seems to have like otherworldly powers.
Okay,
so I'm gonna give this run to him.
Where's the money at on this fight? Who's favored?
Izzy's a slight favorite.
Okay,
so I remember seeing Pereira.
Well, it's like, -190 and then +160 for Pereira.
I saw.
I'm also excited about this Poirier Chandler fight. That'll be great too.
That'd be great.
I'm old super... sitting on their spots.
Yeah,
it'll be a fun fight. I'd rather,
yeah, for sure, fun. Like, but like they're gonna squat in their rankings.
That fight, I'm gonna watch, and that's the only one on this card that I give a fuck about.
Yeah, I don't care about. I hate watching style.
I'm not watching Israel Adesanya fight or whatever that is.
You're
going to
see him get knocked out cold.
If you say then I'll watch the replay. Then I'll watch it. So if he's going to get knocked out cold, and you can guarantee that, then I'll watch that fight.
I'll watch the replay when he gets knocked out, and I'll pound after that instead of the other thing.
Carla Esparza is defending her title, and we need to get excited for that.
Yes, she's fighting
Weili Zhang.
Yes, who you got in that one?
Carla.
All right.
Gotta give it up for the girl.
She's +280.
That's a big boy number right there.
Yep. That's
as
almost 3-1.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's almost 3-1. And
you got her 3-1?
Whaley is -360.
Just Cookie Monster.
Okay.
All day.
Yeah. I'm in on that. Like that'll get my dick hard. 3-1 I'll go in for. How confident do you feel in that?
This isn't real fighting.
No, it's real.
They weigh 110 pounds.
I don't care.
Man.
At 3-1, I'll start to care real quick.
Yeah. How big do you want the women to weigh?
A lot.
Oh, yeah. If you get heavyweights in there, now we're fucking.
I want to see.
You think Izzy's boring? You think anyone. If you get a woman over 200 pounds throwing fists,
I want to see.
She is out of breath within like seconds.
Right. Oh, so like in every episode, you fucking bitches try to convince me how good of an athlete Lizzo
she
is.
She is.
And now all of a sudden, she's not an athlete anymore.
Fighting's a whole
she's
different
got endurance?
Thing. It's a different cardio. Fighting's a different cardio.
The most important part about this card is that prelims have Brad Riddle and Dominic Reyes, and I find that to be ridiculous.
I want to see Lizzo fight like a fucking Wolverine or something.
Yeah, me too.
Something, I mean, that's the
a
only
badger.
Female fight badger. That I'm going to watch.
Oh, you guys got Molly on
it's
the prelims
big
too.
You just fucking sit on it.
She'll step
I could
on
just
it.
Sit on it.
Molly.
Who else in the prelims?
I got
Molly
McCann.
The girl you love.
Oh, the meatball.
Yeah.
Molly Meatball.
Yeah.
Let's go. Now I'm into it.
I don't know who that is.
Molly Meatball. She's
she's had two awesome knockouts this year, both by like spinning.
And she's athlete.
Does she eat a lot of meatballs or something?
Her and Patty are like a team.
They just eat food together, and
they usually fight on the same card. I'm surprised Patty's not on this card.
She was the one that was there with him for his last victory.
Correct, yeah.
And she won her fight.
Oh, she jumped onto fucking Portnoy.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Does he like fuck her before to get that like testosterone boost?
I don't.
Here's a meatball, bitch.
Oh, but he says it like
I think it's platonic.
Hey, Gov, here's a meatball.
But that's platonic. That's just for performance,
right?
Yeah.
It sure is. I'll watch this. All right, I'm in. I'm in for this this card this
friends
weekend. That'll be fun.
Endless Love of the Dark.
That'll be fun for sure. Thanks for joining us, kids. Had a fun weekend at the Commanders game. That episode will be live tomorrow.
Redskins
game. And Jason Wright, team president, whatever you want to call him, is on the show. And it'll be a blast. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. It's all the advertisers care about. Then go to Spotify. Just click a 5-star and walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.